Gary Tessier is jabbing a spade into the side of a towering block of snow. He and his team are here to compete in a snow sculpture competition in Gatineau, Quebec. It's just across the Ottawa River from Ottawa, Canada's capital. The team has 50 hours to transform this 16-foot-high block of snow into a work of art. They work from 8:30 in the morning until 10:30 at night, shoveling, scraping, and sawing.
Basically, fundamentally, you use a good sharp spade and these homemade sander kind of things, and a whole variety of tools, and it doesn't take much.
The team's creating a sculpture based on a legend of a fiddler from their hometown of Winnipeg, Manitoba. The fiddler drowned in the Winnipeg River, and the legend has it that people can still hear his music in the rapids. Gary uses a spade to follow the outline of the fiddle, drawn in black magic marker on the snow.
I'm working on, la manche de viadona, comment ça s'appelle ça?
The fiddlehead.
The fiddlehead. When we're finished, hopefully it'll be two fiddleheads and the fiddler, and surrounded by the water that, well, he lost his life in him, but went on to forever playing music.
Gary and his sculpting partner, Riel Berard, have been going to snow sculpting competitions for 25 years. They both work in the arts, Gary as an administrator and Riel as an artist. Gary says they spend most of their time indoors, hunched over, working at a desk, which is why he looks forward to a week outside, even if it's 30 below.
This is like a pilgrimage, and it clears my mind and clears the body too of all kinds of awful things, and it's just a reawakening or like a rebirth every time. It's beautiful. It really is.
And on the best days, Gary and Riel say the sculpture takes over.
You're sort of going with the flow, going with the line, and going where it's going.
Yeah. And you've seen quite often, we follow the lines. It seems like it's like a snake, or it wants to go someplace. The line wants to go someplace, and there's no way you could. It's stronger than our mind.
Sometimes you try and fight it.
Yeah,
and don't listen. This is really where this thing has got to go, and then ultimately it doesn't work.
That's when you make a mistake.
Yeah, and it shows.
Not that they're that concerned about making mistakes. They want the sculpture to look good, but they say they don't really care about winning, which was tough for Denis Vrion-Tessier, Gary's son, to accept. He's 22 and has been with the team for 4 years.
Like, at first, in a competition, I'd be like, oh, I'm going to be real disappointed if we lose and stuff. And then just being with them every year, they've just showed me, like, really, it's not important.
So what is it about?
It's about being here, spending time with them. Just joking around, hearing what they have to say, and yeah.
In the end, the sculpture has two giant violins. There's a fiddler kneeling in front of them, playing in a swirl of water. It doesn't win. The judges seem to like the sculptures with lots of details carved on them. But Gary and Riel like bold, smooth shapes that will last for a while. And sure enough, after a couple of days of freezing rain and warm temperatures, a lot of that detailed work on the other sculptures has worn away. But the fiddler and the violins stay strong, ready to play into the spring. For the GLRC, I'm Karen Kelly.